Today, I'm going to give you the words to shut down those toxic, oppositional big mouths who are always contradicting everything you're saying at work. How'd you like to shut down their big traps for good? The trick is to just have a set of power phrases that you can use with them the next time they try it. I got a letter from a subscriber. By the way, if you are not yet a subscriber, make sure to subscribe to this channel. And if you have any comments or questions, put them in the comments below and I will answer them in a video like this, as I'm doing today. There are just some people who feel as though it's their lot in life, no matter what we say. If we were, for example, to be put in charge of the Jones Project, and the number one goal of the Jones Project is to make sure it's done on time. If we were to meet with some of the people involved in the Jones Project and say, well, just to review, the number one concern that we all have in this project is that it is done on time, correct? Now, they just yesterday said that that was the number one priority, because yesterday I said, I believe the number one priority is to make sure that the customer is happy. And they said,
well, actually, the number one priority is to make sure that this project is done on time, blah, 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 blah.
Those types of people, where if you say the sky is blue,
well, actually, it's not always blue. You know, sometimes the sky is blah, 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 blah.
Hey, have a happy holidays.
Well, it's not always so important to have a happy holidays as it is to have a blah, 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 blah.
You know that person? What do you do? Okay, first of all, remember that if this person is getting to you too much, that is about you. You know, if you have, number one, let this person get under your skin, and number two, let this person continue with their behavior with that, hi, buddy. Thanks, Spotlight Stealer. So, the next time somebody tries to stomp on our message, contradict us, oppose us, especially in front of other people, you ready? Number one, I'm going to validate you. I'm not just doing that because I'm a compassionate person, and I try to be. You know, I try to communicate with kindness and compassion out of self-interest, because I know that what goes around comes around, first of all, and I know what power really comes from, and it doesn't come from what we normally think of as strength. The opposite of weakness, if you really look at it and think about it, is not strength. Opposite of weakness is love. When I choose to be loving to you, that is because of me, not because of you. Your love for me, or your lack of love for me, or your lovelessness that you demonstrate for me, has no impact or effect on my love for you. That's the goal. That's the goal. So it doesn't always work out that way, but the more opportunities we have to make it work out that way, the better at it we get. So I want to be compassionate with you. I want to validate you. And one of the reasons I do that is because, you know, when we stop and think about it, let's say that somebody does believe themselves to be a human speed bump. If that's what you think your lot in life is, that's not a very good place to be. I don't need to be angry with you. I don't need to teach you a lesson. Even if I thought I did, remember that we teach by demonstration better than any other way. So if I ever think I need to teach you what it's like to be a savvy communicator, I need to teach you what it's like to be polite, I need to teach you a lesson. Whenever we start to think that, I encourage you to stop and think. Anytime I'm thinking of teaching someone else a lesson, what that really is a call inside of me that's saying, you need to learn a lesson. And even if I thought, no, it's my job to teach you a lesson, well then, go about being whatever it is you were trying to teach them to be, because that's the best way to do it, by demonstration. I'm going to teach you by being that person. So if I wanted you to be a savvier, more polite communicator, that is exactly what I'm going to be with you. And that is all studies show, even if it's not just because it's the right thing or the compassionate or the loving or the mindful thing to do, all studies show it is the most effective thing that I could do. Be the thing that I want you to be. Show you how it's done. So having said that, I'm going to validate the way that you feel. And some people feel as though it is their lot in life, or it is their job, or they must point out everything that they see that may go wrong because, you know, who else is doing it? And they want to make sure that we are safe. My mother, for example. My mother believes that it is her job to look for until she finds fault in everything that I do. Now wait, Mom, if you're watching this, I get it. I get it now. I'm not ragging on you. I'm actually quite grateful. I know that you are not, what is she not anymore? You're not relentless as you used to be, and I'm very grateful for that. And you're not, what is she not
a
anymore?
Oh, just a mess.
Say negative. Negative.
Just a total downer. Yeah.
Right, you're not negative anymore.
Yes.
And you are not. What is she? What?
Caring, loving, stylish.
Well, she's not fun anymore.
Respectable.
But you're not a lot of things anymore. But that's a good thing, because you are perfect now.
That's what he went with?
Oh, I'm shocked.
Well, that's one way to look at it, I guess.
I don't really know what to say to
There's me. Nothing that you aren't. You. Everything that you are is perfect, Mom. And as you always remind me, someday you'll be dead. And when that day comes, I will miss the person who is my mother, in my mother's case, trying to prepare me for the world after she's gone. She is really a Wonder Woman who is focused right now, laser focused on making sure that any single detail that she could possibly fix in me, she will before she goes. I'm just kidding. I know that I have an Amazon warrior princess as a mother, and she really is going to, no matter what the price is for her, going to make sure that I am as prepared as I possibly can be when she's no longer here to watch out for me. Isn't that nice? It's like you and me against the world, but in kind of a sick Shakespearean way. Anyway, I want to keep that in mind, that most people's mindset, that is it. When they are being negative, when they are contradicting people, when they are poo-pooing people's idea, they are not doing it so that people will hate them and think that they are a nag and think that they are relentlessly negative and think that they are just overly critical and think that they just will never stop, no matter how many times you ask them to stop. They just won't ever. Most people are doing it because they care. That's what they're doing. So I want to keep that in mind when I validate you and say something, even if it's simple, such as that may be. The list of power phrases that I'm going to give you, by the way, if you do not have your materials or if you'd like them, make sure to click on the link above, and there's one below in the description. It's going to be the materials for this section of this module of my master course that is coming out. And this Friday, May 21st, is the last day that you can pre-register for the first module that will be released to the public, which is how to stand up for yourself at work. And I'm telling you, if you feel as though you're running out of options, if you have really reached your limit and you don't know how you're going to move forward or what you're going to do to handle the people there at work, come to this course. You know, if you're at your limit, please come to this course, because you have a lot of options and we'll give them to you. But in the materials that you can print out for free, you don't need to sign up for the course, you can just have them. There's going to be a list of power phrases that you will use for this. One of my favorite power phrases that I can use is a duct tape power phrase, you know, a kind of a catch-all for this situation, but in many different circumstances, is, well, that may be, but. Remember, repetition is key. Visual cues are key. I'm giving you the visual cues and the materials because you want to be confident. To say these things, as I was saying, is not easy. It's just simple. It's made difficult when we are not confident, when we are speaking new verbal patterns, when we're basically speaking a new language and we know. Just as if we were speaking any new language in front of maybe hostile people, especially at work, we're not going to be speaking it perfectly. Therefore, it could be embarrassing and we could sabotage our own image simply by trying to improve it. Practice before and you will gain the experience that will give you the confidence to deliver these messages flawlessly when it comes time to do it. Remember to try them in no-risk situations. But even though the phrase, that may be but, is not difficult, how many times have you said it? You know, if I were to be talking to my coworkers and say, you know what, we've all been talking about how we can improve the environment here, this toxic, negative environment. I have found the solution in Dan O'Connor training, and I have scheduled a group live virtual session for us next Thursday. I was told to just do what I had to do. I did it. That was the decision that I made. What do you think?
I think you should take a lot of
I think I know why you want
your
training.
Bit light and
you
low for his training, what I mean.
I think you stink, is what I think.
Well, that may be, but I was given this responsibility, and with that responsibility actually came the authority. So come next Thursday, that's what we're all going to be doing, attending that class.
Yeah, that's
what
right. We know why you
I think you're the dumbest
person
I've
ever
heard.
That's
just
what
a
I
minute.
Think.
I'll be back. I have to use the bathroom.
Well, that may be, but come next Thursday, that's what we're all going to be doing, attending that class.
We don't need
you training.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Well,
you're not okay.
That may be, but come next Thursday, guess what we're all going to be doing? Attending that class. You got it. I'll see you there.
Total waste of time.
That may be, but I'll see you next Thursday. You know, when you stop enslaving the other people. See, many times what we are doing when we have somebody who we're thinking about, you know, right now, if you're thinking about somebody who you know, yes, I'm going to do this with them because they're always saying this and boy, they really bug me and you can't stop thinking about them and they're always contradicting you and they're always whatever it may be, if you're thinking about them and what you want is for them to communicate differently so that you can be happy at work, that's a very profound thing when we realize what we're doing to other people when we enslave them like that. And when we put chains on other people and put our happiness in other people's hands and then get angry with them when they can't make us happy and all they are is a toxic coworker to begin with. I mean, really, we're looking at Stuart, the toxic coworker in the next cubicle for our happiness. And then we get surprised when they can't deliver and we get angry and it's a vicious cycle that keeps going. Maybe we could stop enslaving them and putting chains on them and expecting them to deliver us to the kingdom of happiness. Maybe we could try that and instead recognize, wait a minute, I'm in charge of my happiness, not you. I'm going to take back the power that I have given freely to you and just recognize, you know what? You can oppose me. You can contradict me all day long. That's okay. What I'm supposed to do is simply say, well, that may be, Stuart, but I'll see you next Thursday. And then let it go. I mean, you know, if they believe that it's their job to contradict you, that may be. Do you believe that it's your job to engage with them all day, every day? Not only does it not look good for us, it doesn't accomplish anything. And it trains people. That's exactly how to get to us. Because if that's what they're trying to do, we let them know that they do it when we engage. So remember, don't change your words. When we validate them and say, you know, it could be something such as, well, I appreciate your opinion. I can understand your concern. I mean, let's just say, for example, I was talking to my boss and my boss had put me in charge of buying all of the decorations for the holiday extravaganza at the end of the year. And so I went out and got everything all on my own. I was told I was to work independently. That's exactly what I did. I brought it all in and I said, well, Trixie, I'm finished. I got all of this year's decorations and food for tomorrow's party. So I hope you all enjoy it. And I know I will. I will see you tomorrow. I look forward to it.
Wait, hey, is this kosher?
Well, it may be and it may not be. But I finished getting all of the food and decorations for tomorrow's party. So I hope you like it and I will see you there. I look forward to it.
Wait a minute. Did you choose an under-the-sea theme for a Christmas party?
Well, I can understand why you'd ask. I hope you like it, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it.
Wait a minute. Will you marry me?
I can understand why you'd ask that, and the answer is no. And I look forward to seeing you there tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Stick to message. Just remember your power phrases. You know, power phrases like, I'm glad you asked that question. The answer is no. However, or that may be, that may not be. However, I can appreciate your attention to detail. I can appreciate how concerned you are. You know, if I were to say, I have found the solution and I've made my decision. So we're all going to be taking that training next Thursday. I'll see you there.
I don't know. To be honest, that Dan O'Connor makes me question my manliness.
Well, Bob, that's a little too much information. However, I was given the responsibility to choose, and my decision has been made. So I will see you next Thursday at the training. We're all going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. Stop thinking about it so much. You know, we put way too much effort into addressing people who are not a six or above. Remember in my course we talked about, I'm not talking about giving people a value. I'm saying, I want to know how much energy am I going to be putting into the thought process of how I communicate with you? How do I respond to you? Should I go back and mend fences? Should I find a solution to help overcome our communication challenges? Or should I let it go and recognize that, you know, while I'm at home with you, meaning, we had some, you know, interaction today where you challenged me or you contradicted me and you went about your business. And then meanwhile, I'm at home doing dishes, thinking of you. I'm at the dinner table with you and my family. I'm lying in bed with my spouse and you're in between us. But when we realize that's what I'm doing, I'm deciding to do that because meanwhile, you're at home sleeping like a baby, not giving me one thought. That's what we tend to do. So if you're doing that, stop the madness and recognize, number one, I'm bringing all of these people with me in situations like this. Now, there are situations where we were being persecuted or abused or, you know, really hunted down at work. That's something else we'll talk about in the course. But in these types of situations where people are just being naysayers and contradicting us and being cynical, Stop putting so much attention into that. Chances are they are not a 6 or above. They are a 5 or below, which means you can, with a clear conscience, check that off the list as done. Don't need to give it any more energy or thought. It does not matter. It's not, this person is not contributing to my personal, professional, or spiritual development. So I'm going to learn to put no more energy in that and let it go. Or if I believe that for some reason it does warrant a little more energy or something, if I do need to show people what it's like to love yourself and set boundaries and stick to them, very simple. Validate them, use a power phrase to redirect, and the broken record. It works every time. And people who see it will be impressed as well. So I hope that if you are in my upcoming class, if you have any questions on that or have anything that you'd like to add to this, make sure that you put your comments or questions below and I will answer them in a video just like this maybe. Remember that we have live sessions coming up starting next week. So if you have not yet registered for that course and you wanted to, even if money is keeping you from doing it, make sure to write me and let me know that so that I can help you out and make sure that you get what you need. I don't mind doing that at all. If it's something you need, I will make sure that you get it if I can provide it to you. And if you liked that video, you're going to love the next one. Okay? And remember, before we go, there's nothing that you have to say that you can't say in a loving way. If you're having any trouble finding the loving way, let me know. That's what I'm here for. So for everyone here at Dan Arcana Training, including Buddy, who's just exhausted from trying to steal my spotlight, I will see you on the inside.